I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Earlier this week, the United States officially recognized the Armenian genocide. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA hopes that the U.S. will also focus on a current genocide happening in China. The Chinese Communist Party has continued its mistreatment of Muslims, especially the Uyghur people. At least 85 prison camps house almost 1 million Uyghurs.
There's nothing we can do about what happened 100 years ago in eastern Turkey. There are things we can do about what's happening today in western China. So I hope that the administration will also take steps to address the ongoing genocide that's happening today, not simply take steps to talk about a genocide that happened 100 years ago.
Pray the gospel will change hearts and stop the mistreatment of the Uyghurs. And this year, Bibles for the World reached out to Iranian people as they traveled to Turkey. Now, during the Persian New Year celebration back in March, many Iranians celebrated in Turkey away from their own government. Businesses in Turkey, shuttered by the pandemic, eagerly welcomed Iranian revelers. John Padidi says,
this is usually a time of celebration, of feasting, drinking, shopping, open-air concerts and other gatherings and kind of cultural festivities. And so we had seen this opportunity to reach out to the Iranians.
Iran has one of the fastest growing churches in the world. And in this festival, Bibles for the World saw an opportunity to hand out Bibles to Iranians as they celebrated. So pray that the word of God will strengthen the Iranian church and point many to the hope of Jesus. Praise God for the faithfulness of these believers. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.